You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A new report from The Village says Microsoft's proposed data center in Caledonia could mean a big tax boost for The Village. Property taxes on the site would jump from $1,000 a year to more than $97,000 a year, and the project could bring jobs and billions in impact. The Village Plan Commission meets tonight to talk about rezoning land for a third Microsoft data center in Racine County. Two Mount Pleasant police officers rushed to help after hearing gunfire on foot patrol early yesterday morning. A 22-year-old man and a 19-year-old woman were shot. Both survived. Police say that there is no ongoing danger and that the investigation continues. Just 80 days after launching his campaign, Republican Bill Berrien is out of the race for Wisconsin governor. He left after reports tied him to explicit social media accounts, saying he's returning to private business. In other news about the governor's race, former CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, Missy Hughes, has announced she's getting in. She joins the Democratic primary and says her business experience makes her different than other candidates. The EEOC is suing Walmart, saying two workers with intellectual disabilities faced harassment at its Mount Pleasant store. A Racine County employee says the mistreatment was so bad he quit. Walmart says it plans to fight the claims. And the Brewers locked down the best regular season in team history with their 97th win yesterday. They now head to the playoffs Saturday, facing either the Cubs or the Padres. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Disappointment in OT. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers kicked a 34-yard field goal as time expired in overtime to end with a 40-40 tie with the Dallas Cowboys. Head coach Matt LaFleur's reaction after the game.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie, and that really bit us in the butt.
Running back Josh Jacobs scored two touchdowns. I asked him at his locker what it felt like ending in a tie.
Weird, honestly. That's the only way I can really explain it. I think the stuff before the half, we kind of like shot ourselves in the foot with.
Baseball. The Brewers came back to win 4-2 over the Reds Sunday. Their crew finished the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Not sure if you guys remember, I broke that whole Tom Holland getting a mild concussion story last week. Even though it might not seem all that important given what's happening in the world, in the spirit of real journalism, here's a follow-up on his condition. The 29-year-old is just fine and has been released from the hospital. Sony and Marvel are taking precautions and keeping Holland away from the set for a week to fully recuperate. The studios say this will not delay the release of the film. I can't imagine missing a week of grade school because I bumped my head on the swings. Here is a drama thriller to put on your radar. A House of Dynamite is still 2 weeks away from theaters, but generating a lot of buzz. The plot? A missile is launched at the United States, and there is a race to find out who is behind it and what the response should be. The film's directed by Kathryn Bigelow, who oversees a hotshot cast, including Rebecca Ferguson and Idris Elba. The film will be available to stream October 24th after a brief, limited theatrical run. The president has tons of critics in or out of the entertainment business, but none have been as harsh as Bruce Springsteen. The boss has written about blue-collar America for most of his career and professed his love for his country in a recent interview with Time magazine. Springsteen hit the president pretty hard during his tour last spring. The boss does not seem intimidated, even though the president has him by 3 years, about 150 pounds, and is beating him in bankruptcies, 6-0. Not to mention he is also leading when it comes to telling someone not to certify election results. Be that as it may, the boss has a lot more kick-butt tunes. All the president could come up with in response to Springsteen's harsh criticism was, "He's dumb as a rock." This from the guy who can't pronounce acetaminophen. In the interview with Time, Springsteen probably realized he couldn't match wits and just said he couldn't care less what the president thinks. They're just a bunch of fun-loving girl pop stars who happen to kill demons as a side hustle under secret identities. K-pop Demon Hunters has gained momentum all summer as the streaming juggernaut, but at the end of August, it was finally number one in Nielsen ratings for overall streaming, according to The Hollywood Reporter. When it comes to streamers, Nielsen measures minutes watched as opposed to households when it comes to ratings. K-pop Demon Hunters had over a billion minutes viewed. That's impressive, especially when you take into account that none of those minutes came from my house. Check it out. Lucy Liu has carved out a pretty cool career for herself. Her credits include Charlie's Angels, Kill Bill, and Chicago. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she is about to play a small-town Chinatown luxury art dealer in the new crime drama Superfakes. The two-time Emmy nominee will also executive produce the series, which will drop at some point on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.